News, I'm Ben Thomas. The gunman who assassinated conservative activist Charlie Kirk still at large, Eric Tucker, has the latest.
Authorities say they don't know the person's identity, but they are reviewing video footage and they have tracked the shooter's movements through the college campus where Kirk was killed in the run-up to the assassination. They also believe that the shooter opened fire, firing a single shot from a distant roof, and then managed to jump off and flee into a neighborhood. In the woods nearby, law enforcement officials have recovered a high-powered rifle that they are continuing to analyze and review as they try to track down this person.
President Trump today called Kirk a giant of his generation and a champion of liberty.
I will soon be awarding Charlie Kirk posthumously the Presidential Medal of Freedom. The date of the ceremony will be announced, and I can only guarantee you one thing, that we will have a very big crowd.
House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries.
This is a moment where all of us have to come together, not as Democrats or Republicans, as blacks or whites or Latinos or Asians, as Americans. We need to come together as Americans.
And Lisa Dwyer has an update on yesterday's shooting at a Denver area high school.
The Jefferson County Sheriff's Office has identified the 16-year-old boy who fired multiple shots with a revolver at a suburban Denver high school Wednesday as Desmond Hawley, and say that Hawley died of a self-inflicted gunshot. Authorities believe that Hawley had been radicalized by an extremist network. Two students were shot, one inside Evergreen High School, another outside. The investigation continues as to whether Hawley had any dispute with the victims or had fired randomly. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Inflation rose last month. Consumer prices up 2.9% from a year ago. Weekly jobless claims spiked while mortgage rates fell. And stocks rose. The Dow gained 617 points of 1.4%. The S&P up 0.8%. The Nasdaq 0.7%. This is AP News. The nation's marked the 24th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks.
In Shanksville, Pennsylvania, at the Pentagon, and at New York's Ground Zero.
We can't believe, wrap our heads around 24 years when it feels like yesterday.
Freda Marco was remembering her firefighter cousin who died in the attacks.
It gets tougher and tougher.
It's the opposite for Joanne Doria Cross, who lost her husband and is making her first visit to the New York commemoration.
After 24 years, I finally feel emotionally and mentally ready to handle it.
Nearly 3,000 people died on 9/11.
And an entire generation of Americans have come of age in a totally different world.
At the Pentagon, President Trump said 24 years later, the nation renews its sacred pledge to never forget. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
There's more news at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.